यू लुक एट चाइना, इट इज इम्पॉसिबल। हर साल 800-900 कंज्यूमर कंपनी का आईपीओ गई, मतलब मजाक नहीं है। We don't know the possibilities ourselves. What's happening in India though? There are three C's at play out here. There is an emerging consumer. Second, there is emerging channels. And then there is unorganized to organized category consumption in itself. One is the market opportunity of the three C's, the category, channel, consumer. And then this whole talent pool. I think that is the real opportunity over the next 10 years that we are talking about.
In India, we have been TAM starved, right? So we never thought that we would stay in one niche and become a big business. Now that reality has happened, it will be a little unlearning for people.
Today, 40-50 lakhs, though we don't even bat an eyelid. Thank you, boss. Theek hai, good. It's 40-50 lakhs, but tell me what's quality of revenue.
Because I really like this framework. Ki customer ko adjacent category becho, category mein adjacent customer dhundo. I think this is very powerful.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 57 of the Asymmetric Podcast. Unfortunately, we don't have one of our regular partners in crime, Chirag, but big thanks to him for kind of curating this episode with our amazing friends from Fireside Ventures, Vinay and Nandika. Vinay and Nandika represent Fireside. It's one of India's OG consumer investors. In fact, I have been, I've had the privilege of having them invest in Bombay Shaving Company very early on. At that time, Nandika was not there in the fund, but Vinay, Kannan, Kaval, the OG founding partners played a big part. And in fact, Revanth was also on the board of Bombay Shaving Company that time. So this is like a Bombay Shaving Company board reunion. But the context of today's episode is actually Fireside's latest Consumer in 2030 report. I think the spate of IPOs we are seeing, the scale of companies that we are seeing, one of Fireside's early investments is Honasa, which is Mamaearth, which is, you know, like a bellwether consumer, a public company for 3 years now. And Varun is like a mentor to all of us on scaling businesses. But what is happening with consumer, from IPOs to channels to category growth to fragmentation kind of becoming more organized, to talent movement into entrepreneurship, to capital movement, and of course, the very, very core, which is the consumer, the way demand is shaping. So fascinating, data-rich, insight-rich episode with just old friends getting together, and I really hope that you guys enjoy. Please put in your comments, observations, questions in the comments, and we'll also have a link to the episode to the report in the description of this episode. Hope you enjoy.
By the way, I should commend you on the report on one thing. The day it got released, I think there were like 7 WhatsApp messages that sent the report. So, matlab, main bola bhai chal kya raha hai karke, and then I think Chirag called ki bhai like. ये हम कर सकते हैं, बट अगर इतना एक्साइटिंग रिपोर्ट निकला तो माइट एज वेल गेट द ऑथर्स ऑन द,
पर सब लोग रिपोर्ट लिख रहे हैं विनय नंदिका, एक बार बताओ, डू यू गाइस, सो ऑल फंड्स आर नाउ राइटिंग देयर रिपोर्ट, एंड इट्स यूजुअली अ कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ मैक्रो प्लस you know, like plus consumption thesis, plus what they're seeing in portfolio, like some combination of this. Every private equity fund is writing, every consulting firm is writing, every now Dunzo, Swiggy people, like all of those guys are also writing. Then I'm trying to see NC2, like Swiggy plus Bain will write one report. Then is there good for people to write good literature? I think that's great. But like, what is the motivation for like Fireside? Is it different from everyone else in terms of just literature and knowledge?
I think the... For us, the was to say that, listen, how do we align everyone in our ecosystem to what we think could be great priorities, right? Now, there's a larger team at play. A lot of, 10 years ago, it was 2-3 of us, talking to you, Shantanu, right? As an example. Today, there are, 20 of us, 25 of us out there talking to multiple people. Now, how do you align 25 of them on one single-minded objective? Here are the priorities. How do we work with our extended, team of current portfolio founders, previous portfolio founders, LPs, to say, hey, this is what we are interested in. If you find something out here, you think that we can be helpful, then there are synergies. And if it's not outside this, then, let's not waste anybody's time out here. How do we also work with our partners today? For example, we have... to help our portfolio companies, multiple partners, whether it's a Flipkart, whether it's a Facebook, whether it's a Google, to say, hey, signaling, this is what is important to us. Now, earlier, it could very easily happen on a one-on-one conversation. But now today, there's a many-to-many relationship with the ecosystem partners. We need to have one voice.
Interestingly, I think just a week before that, there was a data-heavy report actually that came out. Bernstein had come out with its quick commerce report for 2030. Which was the rage the week before that, right? And everybody was like, "Achha yaar, quick commerce kya hone wala hai agle 4-5 saal mein?" So I saw a lot of I mean, that was more data, and I mean, that's what investment bankers do, right? Like data, 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 macroeconomics and stuff like that. So I saw interesting analogies come out from both, right? Like there were common points, which was there's going to be a massive market expansion on retail. Affluent India is going to spend a lot. Like both you from a brand perspective and let's say Bernstein from a quick commerce retail perspective sort of had the clear takeaway that market size and growth is going to be something that India has never seen. Yeah. So the bullishness is very clear. There's going to be multi-channel, right? We've always been a GT-heavy country. You guys covered that GT is going to shrink, which anyway, the large FMCG players are also signaling now for the last couple of years. Now it's out there very clearly that markets are shifting more towards the affluent Indian and quick com and e-com and stuff like that, right? So broad digitization of shopping is what, again, both covered. The other third point I saw common was experience-driven spending, if I can call it that, right? Fourth was, obviously, there would be a lot of new brands, which was fundamentally where the opportunities in the Fireside report were covered. And again, the fifth point was maybe affluent, digital-savvy cohort, which would drive most of the growth, which is, I actually think the India 1, India 2, India 3 should now have a India 0.1 starting point, which is like your quick com, then India 1, and then India 2, and then India 3. We should really start. Maybe we should give Sajit Pai the next Bloom report. Split kar dena, so it will be a little easy, right? But these were the interesting commonalities I found. But there were actually a few conflicting thoughts as well. And we'll have a free flowing. I don't think we have a very specific point. But maybe I'll leave you with that summary, right? Ki, broadly, while QuickCom is on a tear, there is a lot of headwind on food delivery as a, like there could be saturation by design is what most people feel because Swiggy and Zomato both are slowing down. But that still conflicts the digital service adoption and experience mindset in some way. Overall, while the QuickCom battle is getting concentrated between the three and maybe Amazon now, but brands are opposite. There's hyper fragmentation now that's happening and everyone thought that QuickCom will have only two or three brands and winners, but it's now becoming almost like Amazon, right? There are like 100 brands on body wash, which is the same as Amazon first two pages. So fragmentation to real even in that space. So at least the early signs of QuickCom where there could be winner take alls, but that may not pay out. There'll always be a upstart and you could be late, but you could still come up and win market share even on a Blinkit tomorrow, right? Aisa nahi hai ki ek baar hum andar ghus gaye ho to wahi bikta rahega karke. But broadly, the biggest point, I think, which is not addressed in any report, which I would love at least your view on, unorganized retail. GT was always unorganized retail, where the brand had more leverage and therefore you could make 25% contribution margin or more, which is why Unilever for the longest time was 25% EBITDA margin, now reducing over time. Organized trade by design, if you look at US, for example, where trade is stronger than brand, everybody operates at 12-15% EBITDA max, right? And if you see this play out where GT is going to shrink and it's going to become largely modern trade, e-com and quick com, and while all the growth is there, do we need to look at a future where brands will actually just be 10-12% EBITDA? Because the profitability is something that I have not seen as a prediction or trend anywhere. There could be re-rating of the sector. I mean, that's like at least a view that I have that in 5 years, you would see the sector getting re-rated to a lower EBITDA multiple than what it trades today at.
Yeah.
Sorry for a long sermon, but at least that was my takeaway.
A solid point here. Matlab, this is something that when we are raising funds, we are asked by our internal, extra, you know, overseas LPs as well, right? And at least here the point of view, if you're right, in a very organized market where trade is super organized, they own the consumer. And the one who owns the consumer owns the power, right? And therefore, if they own the consumer, balance of power is towards them. Therefore, EBITDA multiples and as well as valuation multiples on EBITDA are lower for brands in developed markets like the UK, like Canada, like US as compared to Brazil or Philippines or India or Thailand, etc. Absolutely. And the question that often gets asked, Acha, that, you know, there was a D2C wave in the US, it happened, it fell down and nothing really happened, because the point was trade was already organized there, right? There was a market gap where incumbent brands were not taking Shopify plus Facebook seriously. Insurgent brands came in, created some value. Some of them survived, like a Warby Parker, etc. Many of them died, right? Casper did something. Now, what's happening in India, though, is actually there are three C's at play out here, right? There is an emerging consumer. So Gen Z is emerging. You know, in the silver's economy, you have a lot of organized player brands in global markets. In India, you have no brands talking to the silvers, right? So you have that. You have aging millennials coming up over the next 10 years. You have Gen Z, Gen Alpha after that. Then, like you said, there's an India Alpha or India 0.1, what are you going to call it, which is different from an India 1. Then there's an India 2. That India 2 is emerging. So there's an emerging consumer set and very large cohorts within them, right? Second, there is emerging channels. Qcom, 2.5 years ago, everybody was saying, what's the use of 10 minute? And now today, we can't live without it, right? Today, I think the way brands are engaging with AI and how consumers are engaging with AI to engage with the categories is still WIP, right? And that will also emerge. And then there is unorganized to organized category consumption in itself. So masalas took, for example, even fashion, $125 billion category in India, only $25 billion is organized, right? Another $95 billion yet to be organized in just fashion, just one category. And so in consumer, in channel and categories, the opportunity for unorganized to organized is massive already. And this shift is happening in parallel. No one variable is saying, ki achha, ye constant hai. In as opposed to what's happened or played out in global markets, where at least the channel variable has been constant. Except for the Amazon disruption, which happened 20 years back. But except for that, that's been constant. Some new emerging consumers, category was also constant. All categories, but the fruit is organized there, yaar, matlab. You have fruit companies out there. You know, so vegetables are organized. So those two are constants, only emerging consumers. So in those fringes, can you find like a Hailey Bieber who comes out with a brand, gets to $1 billion, gets sold? I think that can happen. But there'll be few very and far in between. And you're right that, you know, PE multiples will get derated. My sense is 5 years, I don't see that happening. If I take a 20-year view, possibly if, you know, 30-35% of trade gets organized, there will be some re-rating. But I don't see India going beyond 30-35% organization channels, because, you know, our political structure is such that, you know, the trader community will not allow, you know, organization of trade beyond that point. One-third ho jayega.
One-third is also large, by the way.
Massive. So, one-third ka thoda re-rating hoga, Shantanu. But I'm saying, in the meantime, channel bhi naya aaya ja raha hai. AI ke saath kya ho sakta hai? Customer bhi naya aaya ja raha hai. Category bhi category unorganized se organized bhi. Achha, the fourth variable which I forgot. Actually, there's two more variables. Business models. Matlab, Revant, aap batao yaar. Matlab, your business model would not have been possible without a sizable population being on internet. Now, you can recruit 5 million customers and still create a 500 crore business. You never need to recruit 100 million customers. It's not a penetration game anymore. Right? Yes, and you can be profitable at that because you're able to re-engage. Thraya is doing something similar. Gynovera is doing something similar, blah, blah, blah. So that's a new variable out there. And the most important variable, we're talking about this for the last hour, right? Boss, today, the brightest of minds don't want to even go down the employment route. You see the best talent out there. I mean, My dad had a heart attack when I, like, you know, wanted to leave Unilever, saying ki maine yehi palpo uske bada kiya tha ki mere ko ye din sunna pada ki Unilever mein kaam nahi karna mere bacche ko. But I mean, it was such a shocking thing for him 10 years ago, right? 12 years ago.
Yeah.
But today, the brightest of minds are saying, listen, why should I waste my time climbing this corporate ladder when I can create value for myself out there? So the kind of entrepreneurial talent that we are seeing today, yaar, har bar koi IPO hota hai, har bar Series C hota hai na, hamare WhatsApp bhar jaate hai. नहीं सही में द प्रॉब्लम है इट इज रियलिटी है दैट एवरी लेंसकार्ट का आईपीओ हुआ 20 व्हाट्सएप आ गए मेरे पास कि सर अभी तो वो थोड़ा एक नेस्ट एग बन गया है रिटायरमेंट के लिए वी आर सेट नाउ व्हाट डू वी हैव दिस आइडिया वी वांट टू कम एंड जैम विद यू सो मतलब आई थिंक दिस वन इज द मार्केट अपॉर्चुनिटी ऑफ द थ्री सीज द कैटेगरी चैनल कंज्यूमर बट दिस इनोवेशन इन बिजनेस मॉडल दैट्स व्हाई वी आर एक्साइटेड अबाउट हेल्थ एंड वेलनेस राइट एंड यू टॉट अस अ लॉट all our conversations, Revant, over the past 2-3 years have been nothing but fascinating. And then this whole talent pool, I think that is the real opportunity over the next 10 years that we are talking about.
Yeah. I really liked your view on the fact that homogeneous markets, like while we are looking at developed homogeneous markets like US and Canada, where customer hasn't changed much and channels haven't changed much. While we are getting organized, the customer is evolving faster than ever. The channels are evolving and competing for market share. And therefore, at least for the next 5-10 years, there's enough play. As long as a brand is sharp about it, of not depending on any particular channel, you can gain profitability, because you will make sure that and by design, like, channels are also like monopoly hai nahi kahin pe. Like, aisa nahi ki ek Costco hai jisne offline pakad ke rakha hai aur ek Amazon hai jisne online pakad ke rakha hai. So wo bahut hi clear winners set ho gaye, whereas India mein the winners, like, by the time Amazon Flipkart mein winner nikalta, Blinkit aa gaya. Ab by the time wo ho raha hai, tier 2 3 3 ke liye Meesho aa gaya. To wo ek continuous solve hota rahega, which is not going to settle anytime soon, allowing us an opportunity to have some leverage. Maybe at 2035 ke baad we will be like, acha hua paise kaise
bane. Yeah, and at the same time, you know, India too is coming and saying ki mereko khulle masale nahi khareedne, mujhe packet chahiye, mujhe wo roadside unbranded kapda nahi khareedna, mereko thoda 900 rupaye ke niche ka joota de sakte ho to batao. To agar aap value engineering karke unke liye value create kar sakte ho, that is one India too opportunity. At the same time, wo India alpha ya India 0.1 jo bhi aap bolte ho, bol raha hai ki yaar, pamper me, give me an elevated brand experience, omni-channel, touch feel. If you can orchestrate that for me, then I'm willing to pay a premium for it. So, all those opportunities are happening on the side of what you just said.
Yeah. Actually, I feel then the bigger problem will be for brands to actually focus, because it suddenly seems like with 27 marketplaces, you will have little business everywhere. But if you can double down and say, I will only serve India Alpha and therefore a First Club and a Blinkit and D2C will be my only channels, maybe a little bit of Amazon, versus if you're doing India 2, maybe focus on Flipkart, and if you're doing India 3, just focus on Meesho and maybe Purple. I think wo focus and depth is going to be a harder challenge than maybe just, and which is what we are seeing also, right? Because starting up has never been easier. Raising capital, like, there's a lot of VC funds. Like, I think DSG and you guys were the only consumer only funds 10 years back, and now there's a proliferation of so much more capital just in that one sector. It's not that onboarding into channels is hard or getting manufacturing access is hard. Customer insights, if you are sharp enough, you can launch. But then the focus is going to be a big premium compared to just saying ki acha scale leke aate hai karke. Seems like the right to win clearly will rely more on, can you go deep versus broad? Shuru kar lo, lekin at least fir depth mein aap ek cheez kya jeet rahe ho, which is what traditionally also FMCG is focused on, right? Which is market share. Like, even today I see a Marico presentation, it's like 57% market share in hair oils. Like, they start with that. Whatever the business headwinds on the traditional core focus as such.
But that's exactly what we're saying, Revant, that the sharpness in defining who your consumer is and then solving their problem, you will create the TAM. The TAM is then not an issue. The sharpness of your consumer is the issue, and which is what sort of, you know, what Vinay was alluding to, that there is a Gen Z consumer, there is a millennial consumer, there is a Gen X and a senior consumer. You cut it by demographic, you cut it by tiers, you cut it by income level. So, aapka 3x3 to yahi ban gaya. In that, you're saying, yeah, India 1 in a tier 2 is actually mirroring India 1 in a tier 1. So their channel might be very similar, where you can reach them, vis-a-vis, you know, India 2 in a tier 3 is very different. So how are you going to reach them? I think that sharpness of, you know, your demographic, tier and income is then going to start defining what channel, what business model eventually might work. And we're saying that there is opportunity in each of these.
Yeah, I think the pehle na, jab hum jaise health and wellness ki baat kare, to 5 saal pehle TAM ka hi question tha. I think India mein hum itne TAM starved reh chuke hai na, to hum kabhi soch hi nahi pata the ki yaar ek hi niche mein raho aur bada dhanda ban jayega. Ab wo reality ho gayi hai, thoda unlearning lagega logo ko ki, see, because people who have been doing this for 15-20 years could never imagine so much depth coming on just digital, right? Like, GT jana padega warna dhanda kaise banega. Like, Vinay, you may remember, right? Like, 5-7 years back, people would say ki yaar offline nahi jaoge to aap scale kaise karoge ya profitable kaise banoge. I think that it just requires a rewiring, that we are a heterogeneous country and there are all of these cuts, but every cut is large enough for you to build a beautiful, profitable brand that can give you a great 500 to 1000 crore outcome as well.
Yeah. 5 million customers, 4 times a year, $10 a pop. Boss, pehle wo execute kar lete, 200 million ban gaya. Uske baad dekhenge aage kaise badhni hai then. Kahani, matlab very simple. Right? Now, also, see, goes back to quality of revenue, right, Revanth, to Nandika's point, right? Shantanu, jab hum aapko evaluate kar rahe the, if you remember in 2017, that time you were selling from your website and I'm guessing something on Amazon. Flipkart pe tab tak launch bhi nahi kiya tha apne. Now, the point is that at that point of time, A, there were not so many channels. So you could, if somebody got to 40, 50 lakhs of online revenue, like we were like all over them saying, ki, boss, kaise kar diya? I mean, how is this possible? Today, 40, 50 lakhs, though, we don't even bat an eyelid. Saying, ki, boss, theek hai, good, it's 40, 50 lakhs, but tell me what's quality of revenue. Quality of revenue, we define as two things. One is saying, yaar, if a brand A has 50 lakhs coming from D2C plus one channel, or a brand B coming from 50 lakhs, coming from 5 lakh Blinkit, 5 lakh Instamart, 5 lakh Flipkart, 5 lakh Amazon, A is better than B, clearly. Right, we want to spend more time on A than B. Two is spread of, or what we call concentration of revenue, right? Saying ki, achha, you can get to 50 lakhs by launching some 30 products and you have 5, 5, 5, 5, 2, 2, 2, 2 lakhs everywhere and you get to 50 lakhs. That is brand A. And then there's a brand B which have maybe launched 15-20 SKUs. Okay, you have to experiment when you're early, but 2-3 SKUs are giving 30-35 lakhs out of that. Then we'd spend more time on brand B than brand A. Saying ki, achha, in one of the Nandika's sales, at some, in some channel, in some price point, in some consumer, you are meaningful or starting to get meaningful. And then we don't ask the TAM question. Then we say, okay, theek hai. The TAM is something we can underwrite, because those niches itself are massive.
Then you're basically underwriting depth and then eventuality the profit pool that a brand can create through that.
Absolutely. And see, once you create a profit pool in whatever niche, even if the niche is not more than 500,000 customers, right? That profit allows you to reinvest to either take on an adjacency of a category within the same consumer set, or adjacency of consumer within the same category, or adjacency of channel for the same consumer. So, but that profit pool creation is important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, can we double click on this, Vinay? I don't think people understand this much. Huh? Adjacency, by the way, like I see people saying, acha, I went from this to this, and I'm like, hey, bhai, toh bahut hi alag business hai. And they're like, nahi, ye toh adjacent category. I'm like, yaar, adjacency na thoda, it's like a very commonly used term where people will take a hair serum and a Shilajit resin and say adjacent hai. Because customer same hai. Nahi, aray, people will justify, right? So maybe, because I really like this framework, ki customer ko adjacent category becho, category mein adjacent customer dhundo, dono bahut alag, aur teesara kya tha, sorry?
Channel adjacencies, don't know.
Ye thoda please double click karo na, if you can do with example. I think this is very powerful.
So yeah, I mean, see, point is, we have Shantanu here, right? Like he started with men shaving, right? And then he said, okay, men also want things beyond shaving, which are topicals. Made sense, right? If at that point of time, he had said, ki boss, main achha men ke liye Shilajit bhi launch kar lunga, hamari fad jati. Matlab, we would not have been able to even underwrite that kind of business, saying, because you can't ingest something you put on your skin, right? So that's a bad example of, and he obviously Shantanu, so he said, okay, fine. So then let me get into other requirements of men. So some men don't like shaving but want to look good, which is the same need state framework. So usko trimmers mein kar dete hain. By the way, I'm a big fan of your trimmers, Shantanu. Just to let you
Thank
know.
Thank you so much.
I think that evolved to hair removal. What started with hair shaving, removal. Then brought... Right. Basically, one thing I see is, I think sometimes we get too boxed in as a brand if we go too narrow in the beginning. Now, okay, naam jo hai, wo hai. But I think initially it was too much shaving, and then basically shaving was a part of hair removal. So the brand could go to adjacencies of hair removal.
No,
and
not
it became a hair removal brand. Yeah,
I don't know, Shantanu, you should talk about it. I think it's about a looking good brand, right? I'm saying you have got...
Ab wo aur expand hua hai. No, I think... Huh. Uske baal aur expand hua hai thoda sa.
Ki... I think looking good is... So looking good and limitless self-expression is where the brand truth is. The product truth is around hair removal at its core. And the consumer truth is that lesser men were shaving and more men were trimming. And men were removing hair from below the neck also. So body trimming, intimate area trimming, underarm trimming, etc. became critical. So, which was something which was not being served by our Gillette and Philips and so on, who were like great products, but the need states were kind of expanding. So there was a consumer truth there where we found adjacencies, ki shaving say, like look at us, Vinay, like you and I probably both are trimmer users and head shavers, right? Revanth is a clean shaver. Then there is a product truth, which is, you know, trimmers will require electronics and, you know, different kind of engineering. And then the brand truth is, okay, now you are removing hair used to be like a subah utho, 2 minute, like the way you brush your teeth, you shave, fatafat 2 minutes, safe, best a man can get, leave for work, right? But now, removing hair, styling your beard is the way men express themselves. They express themselves in the gym when they see their cuts, when they, you know, with their partners, when they have, you know, hygienic bodies, which, you know, they're proud of at a swimming pool with their child without like a shabby hair on their chest and back. They're well groomed. So now they're expressing their personality, they're expressing themselves just the way women do with clothes and so on. And then the consumer expansion from a, you know, adjacency was, we are serving only half the market. The same need states exist for women.
Absolutely.
That women's is hair removal. Women's hair removal used to be salon jayengi. 6 hafte mein ek bar waxing karne ke liye. Younger women are, boss, I need it in my purse or my backpack on my way to office. Shaam ko date hai. So I need a trimmer or a razor in my purse or in my bathroom. So then it became more from service to product. So for us, it was like, that's the journey over 7-8 years. You're right, Vinay. I think these adjacencies you have to find.
And in your case, you first took the consumer, the man. You said, okay, let me make the man look good. At least, like, this is fireside conversation, right? Like, shameless plug of the brand. But but if I were to take a, you know, like a bird's eye view of your journey, having seen it close and then far. I mean, you started by saying, okay, I'll help men, you know, shave. Then I'll help them look better with all those face washes and all of that.
Correct.
Then I'll help them take out hair wherever it is with the trimmers and all that. And then, hey, I own the hair removal category. You own it for men, then I can take an adjacent customer. They were the woman correct. Customer.
Correct. Now, I'll tell you the mistake we made. The mistake was in the second part. The second step was actually a false adjacency. And the false adjacency was because of the FOMO created by Mr. Honasa, okay? Ki Mamaearth has started at the same time getting to 10 crores a month. Hum log 50 lakh pe hai. Ab wo 20 crore kar rahe hai. Hum log 1 crore baithe hue hain. Ki kaise karna hai? So he's getting into multiple categories where there's a lot of depth. He had found his adjacencies from mosquito repellent to, you know, to onion hair oil to, you know, Uptan. He found those beautifully because he found that those adjacencies work for his consumer. In my case, razor to beard oil and face wash were poor adjacency finds. So that was actually the wrong call to make. And we kind of invested money and like kind of went down the wrong path. I think the right adjacency was trimmers. Ki wahi young consumer shave bhi karta hai gaal pe, neck pe, or whenever he wants to shave, he gets a shave. But if he's maintaining a stubble, once in a while he wants to trim and also move it to the board. That was the right adjacency. So also finding that adjacency is a non-trivial problem. Absolutely. It's very not. So if you do it manufacturer first, by the way, you will always get screwed. Ki mere paas ye factory hai, toh main char cheeze bana sakta hu. It is consumer backed. Ki consumer ke journey mein tum kahan fit hote ho, tumhara right to win kya hai. Agar tum nahi fit ho paate, toh then you should not do it, however easy it is to make.
Absolutely.
So I think that's the point. I think the shaving to looking good was too far a adjacency. Yeah. Shaving to hair removal was a much nearer adjacency that the consumer would believe you. Ki, haan, yaar, you can be a hair removal expert because you're a shaving company, but you can't be a looking good company because that's because you're a shaving company. That was too much for the consumer to trust you on. That's the mistake you're saying, Shantanu, you guys made.
Yes.
Like you jumped too far. And then you narrowed the adjacency and said, yaar, ye consumer ko hum convince kar payenge as a brand.
So what are the categories we did, Revath? We did categories like beard oil and beard wax and beard softener, which were one-time use. Like that category doesn't exist only today. Like no one came back to it. Consumers on the beard, they don't put products. They style it, shape it, and that's the end of it. The other categories we got into were like soaps and face washes and body washes, which were too cluttered and too difficult to like have a position. So in either the market didn't exist or the clutter was killing. So the adjacency finds, even if they were adjacencies, they were bad for us as a brand at that scale. Today, we can possibly do a face wash kind of a product because we kind of own the aftershave, the shaving cream, the post-shave balm, the after, you know, all of that. So face wash, gusa sakte usme. But abhi bhi agar hum aaj shampoo karenge na, fat jayenge. There's no way that's going to work.
You're saying because it's face.
It's hair is different.
You can do face wash because you're still face.
No, I think, and this is a discussion still. Ki hamara face wash karna chahiye nahi karna chahiye? Ki 2 crore mahine ka skew hai. 2 crore ka skew hai. To kaatoge to kyun kaatna hai? To wo beta. To apna kal discussion baat ho raha tha na Revant. Ki yaar, matlab 2 crore ka skew kaatoge to yaar boss.
I think so. I was telling. Maybe I is it okay if I tell Vinay what I was telling you yesterday?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So basically, because now he's north of 500 crores, I said in your journey 2,000 crores, and then maybe 2,000 crores because you're making a 5-year plan, right, with your team. I said, yaar, isme, I think at this stage, you need to think like a Godrej, Marico, or Unilever and say, are we category leaders or max worst case number 2 in something? Agar hum nahi hai, to chhod do usko. because there's no benefit of being the 17th. Chalo, theek hai, you'll not be 17th face wash for men. Somebody will take a cut and say, men face wash mein hum number 4 pe hai. Right? Because, but in the overall face wash category, you'll be number 23. Because it's a women heavy market, right? Even in men, being number 4 doesn't make sense. And there is a much higher right to win for a new brand which comes and says, we are a men beauty company or a men's skincare company, who will always have a better right to win on face washes than you. So it's a proposition that today may seem like a 24 crore P&L, but if you play out your 1,000, 2,000 crore story, it may not be more than 50 crores and dil pe pathar rakhe shayad kaata padega.
Yeah. Haan, to, I don't know. What is your view? Face wash and soap, I agree with that. Fragrances is where I am having a difficult time. Because we have a very good aftershave. And I believe that the aftershave and the fragrance categories are very adjacent from a user standpoint. Aadmi nahaa ke bahar aata hai, wahi pe rakha rehta hai, usi bottle mein rehta hai, ek chehre pe jata hai, ek underarms aur body pe jata hai. So I feel ki wo mera
right to win hai. Kabhi kabhi ek hi har jagah bhi jata hai waise. Men ke liye kali ek hi bottle hoti hai.
तो मेरे को लगता है कि फ्रेग्रेंस मेरे लिए वो डिफिकल्ट कॉल है बिकॉज़ आई फील कि राइट टू विन है जबकि फ्रेग्रेंस में इतना वॉलड्रोबिंग हो गया है अभी कंज्यूमर का कंज्यूमर इज नाउ ऑन एवरेज पैंट्री लोडिंग 15 टू 18 फ्रेग्रेंसेस नाउ ऑन एवरेज इट्स लाइक क्लोथ्स सो नाउ यू लाइक हाउ डू आई नॉट पार्टिसिपेट इन दिस मॉस एडजेसेंसी भी ब्रॉडली लूज है लेकिन है और पार्टिसिपेटरी रेवेन्यू इज ह्यूज एंड ग्रॉस मार्जिन इज 78-80% टू द रीजंस टू डू इट आर सो गुड.
So, sorry, but at some point of time, because you were hair removal adjacency to customer of women, you did Bombay, right? Which is a separate brand or a sub-brand. Perfumes is not the hair removal category, right? Yeah, you're right. You're right to win is the bathroom and but then wouldn't that be better in a separate brand then? I don't know. Vinay, if you have
so the way we are doing it is absolutely right. So fragrances have actually been built out as sub-brands. You will never have the main brand. You will always have like a number 5 by Chanel. So we have a Milan by Bombay Shaving Company, Stage by Bombay Shaving Company. So the main perfume brand is actually the product name, not real. It's like the Mark III by Gillette. The product name is more important. So that's how we are justifying our right to win in a way. But pata nahi yaar evolve hoga bhi.
I mean,
so that's why I want the investor view, right? Like I know Fireside has made also another plug, good amount of returns in by investing and exiting from Honasa, and here. But if you had to advise Shantanu today on ki yaar, अगले 3 साल के लिए क्या फोकस करना चाहिए करके वाउ वुड यू बिकॉज वी जस्ट डिस्कस डेप्थ आ गया ना अभी सी वन ऑफ द थिंग्स आई वरी अबाउट शांतनु एज अ 2015 कंपनी नो 10 साल तूने बहुत छोटी कैटेगरीज देखी है नाउ दैट द कैटेगरीज आर गोइंग डीपर इट सीम्स हार्ड टू कट बट आई डोंट नो मे बी द आंसर इज टू आइदर डू सब ब्रांड्स डिफरेंट ब्रांड्स और एक्चुअली कट आई वुड लव मे बी दंदिकाज और विनय्स व्यू ऑन दिस
आई मीन देख शांतनु if you can own those 3-4 categories, which is women's hair removal, men's hair removal, even I think Bombay Shaving Company still has massive equity for men's personal care. And maybe your timing was just off 10 years ago. And as the Gen Z boys are coming into the spending, you have an opportunity to re-engage, right? I think own those categories. When the need state goes from grooming to enhancement, which is perfume, etc., you might want to think of a house of brand strategy because you don't want to confuse the consumer. See, at the end of the day, the consumer doesn't need to buy your Stage or your, whatever perfumes that you're launching. They can always go to a perfume first brand for that part of the dressing table, which gives them the confidence that they have the expertise and know what they're doing. So that same customer logic as an adjacency, in my view, is a false, as Revan said. I think the same customer, the same need state, or similar customers in similar need states, I think is a great logic.
And in that, just a question probably from my side would be on that, Shantanu, that for the depth in that category, right? One of the things that when we were doing all these India 2 and Bharat consumer studies, it is now the Gen Z behavior is very similar in India 1 and India 2. Whereas your brand, and we obviously were asking a lot of Fireside brands, that prevalence is still not there and the competitor brands, they were able to say it out. So question I'm sitting with in alignment with what Vinay said, it's the same consumer, but at a lower household income level who now has the same aspirations as my India 1, that will definitely give you the depth because you're still staying in personal care that Gen Z now wants because he is going to the gym he's having protein, he's having the same behaviors as what my India One Gen Z is showing, and is finding your brand affordable, just not accessible, because you might have not had the distribution yet there. I think that it was it's a great opportunity of the depth of that market.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, if Bombay Shaving Company for this need state aligns with their cultural expression, right? And whatever you guys are best at understanding those nuances. It's a massive opportunity to re-engage with the next half a billion consumers just coming online for the first time, saying, today, mere papa ne kabhi online shopping nahi ki hai, main karunga. Agar 800 rupay ka trimmer milta hai, jo mere cultural nuances se appeal karta hai, I don't have a problem trusting Bombay Shaving Company with its expertise in hair removal. They have proven it for 10 years. Sare bhaiya didi to usi ke bare mein baat karte hain.
And that consumer exists today. Like, I think we were surprised that while millennials are different in different years, Gen X is different, but that Gen Z is, you can pick them anywhere in India and they're showing the same signs. So it's really a matter of providing them access now to these brands. And
source of influence, Source of influence is similar now.
Yeah.
Source of influence, which is like all your creators and everyone, is all similar. Same people are watching a Tanmay, whether they're in Nasik or in Bombay or in Delhi or whatever. It's actually, you're right.
You know, eerily, I was thinking, why has this not been a larger discussion before? And I realized that a lot of good brands with high PMF get sold at 100, 200 crore, max 300 crore. Then they are single brands in just singular things. Like, there are very few Mamaearth became 1,000 crores. Now Muscle Blaze is about 1,500 crores because the AOVs are higher and protein has exploded. So kya hua tha na, wo ek brand sharp focus se 1,500 crore bahut kam examples the. And because of that, I think the iteration and tinkering thought process continued for most founders / management teams. But to have the belief ki nahi yaar, ab agle 5 saal mein aap tinker mat karo, ban jayega, wo confidence ek bas lana hai ki ho jayega. Just keep going deep, aayega karke.
Yeah, in fact,
I don't know how to, because it's more an input first thought process than an output backward. See, we're all output backward in the beginning, right? Ki yaar, bada dhanda banana hai, bada dhanda banana hai. So you will do what it takes, which is quickly go adjacencies, quickly extend the adjacencies as much as possible, convince yourself ki nahi nahi ho raha hai karke. How do you become an input first management team? Like, I give for example, the minimalist example. That, 25 SKUs, 500 crores. This is the reason why, you know, Unilever bought it.
Right.
It was a depth business and not a breadth business. But we need more such examples of large businesses. I think those businesses get sold very quickly because they are so attractive. Sold, even in the US.
Sold or even valued, by the private equity firms looking for a pre-IPO investment, etc. Even value. See, two points here, Revanth. One, if we take China's example, look at their GDP per capita from 1990 to 2015, 25-year period, right? And then cross-tap that data with the total market cap of consumption companies on their public market and total number of consumer IPOs. So what you will see is that it is a tale of three epochs, right? Epoch one was about 1990 to about 2000, that first 10 years when we were just getting liberalized. That time China's GDP started going up, but consumption index or number of consumer IPOs were few and far in between, right? I don't have private market data, so I'm only looking at public market data as a proxy, right? Then between 2000 and 2010, GDP went up massively. In fact, almost tripled, 2.5x ho gaya tha. In that period, the market cap of the consumer index went up almost 5x, right? In a 10-year period. And the IPOs, in the first 10 years were next to nothing. Some IPOs were there, but next to nothing. The number of IPOs were like close to about 400, 450, that range-ish. So about 40 IPOs a year, mota mati.
Wow. Right?
Then you look at the next 5 years, the GDP per capita just went up from 2010 to 2015, hardly like 1.7, 1.75x hua hoga. The consumer index went up another 5x in 5 years, right? And the number of IPOs went up to about close to 4,500, right? So 10x, right? Now, the story I'm trying to paint is that the last 10 years of India have been equivalent to 90 to 2000 in China. GDP per capita upar gaya hai 1800-1700 level se, abhi hum 2500 level pe pahunche. This is just about where China was in 2002-2003. They were also at 2500. Actually, they were at 2200. So we are there. Now, actually, the discretionary income, economy will start to open up. So the last 10 years have been founders literally growing by, you know, the clawing their way with dirt under their fingernails, really, right? And therefore, that hustle to say ki achha idhar kuch aar nahi aa raha, kuch aur karo, aur NPD launch karo, isko bhi adjacency define karke kuch kar do, get something going, kind of mentality. I think as we go forward, the tailwind of the demographic itself will lift the boat. Now, which founder, if he's seeing 20-25% month-on-month growth in his core, wo bahar kyun dekhega? Wo core hi bhi jayega na yaar.
Matlab, agree yaar. Fully agree.
Right? So, matlab, when they start seeing that, they will... So, that's one thing that's going to happen. The second
it's
one...
It's amazing. So, hold your thought, Vinay. It's amazing that this is happening for younger companies at the same time, in the same world of economy and consumer. Like, there is a massive consumption drag happening for large companies. Like, consumption growth is, like, completely tapped out. So, it's so different. Like, their worldviews are so different. But sorry, we'll come back. You were saying you're
moving on to the next part. I mean, obviously, their brands are not relevant to India, Alpha India One. So, obviously, that's going to happen. Two is every brand, I mean, in every entrepreneur in their early days should not shy away. I mean, it will be a dark day in hell when an entrepreneur shies away from experimenting, right? Obviously, they have to experiment, try to find PMF, engage audiences. He might start or she might start with an initial hypothesis ki ye mera TG hai. Aur uske liye hum product banayenge. But as they get into market, they might figure there's a 10x TG. Like mama figured that mom babies are a 1x TG. The 10x TG is actually consumers wanting safe, chemical-free products, right? So you'll figure all of that out. So people should experiment. But typically what we've started seeing also is that when these founders are, you know, hitting that 100 crore plus minus revenue with all the bustle, all the hustle, all the mistakes, everything, right? I think clarity is emerging. Saying, ki, yaar, what is my top five? What are my categories? What am I going to own? Like Pilgrim, for example, like 100 crore tak bahut basar macha hai usne. But at 100 crore, Anurag sat down and said, ki, boss, this is not sustainable. Where should I put in my investments of marketing? Otherwise, I'll be putting very little in very few. I'll get blasted. Tomorrow, if I have to go and distribute, I can't distribute 150 SKUs. I have to distribute 5, 10. So, to day after, if I have to go and really talk to DMart and say, ki, meri listing kara do, toh, I can't take my whole home, right? So, yeah. So he did an exercise, went and met consumers, did a lot of data and all that. Came up with a Power 7 strategy. Now, over the years, five of those Power 7 have remained constant. Two have changed. Because two new... It's not like an innovation engine stopped. He kept launching, kept deleting also. But two of those new innovations like really found that PMF. So, he replaced. So, he didn't make it Power 9 also. He said, no, I will keep it Power 7 because Power 7 is a investment of time, resource, money, decision.
Seven SKUs, you're saying. So, seven SKUs pe hi main...
Seven solutions.
Seven solutions.
Seven SKUs. Seven SKUs, actually, yeah. They're not like two SKUs. Yeah, it's not 15 SKUs. It's seven SKUs. Yeah.
That's a beautiful little thing. I love that number. There is beauty in like nice... cool prime numbers, because usme one skew like the top will probably
decision rule of three. Dekho abhi bolega, there are 3 points.
No, isme like the way to like the way I would think about it is if you have seven, like there will probably be one that hits 300 crores. There'll probably be one like superpower, like the supernova SKU that's at 300. You'll have probably 2 to 3 that'll probably be in the 150 to 200. And you'll have 2 to 3 that'll probably be 100. And then one at 50, which is like growing 20% month on month. So then you suddenly have like, you know, the ability to like entry into a bathroom or into a dressing table or a consumer's life. That's at super scale. And that's probably your 1,000 crore business through Power 7 alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Like underneath, look at it, right? Like, I mean, they came in with the... shapewear, and they said that we will do some innerwear, we will do multiple other things. But initially, they found so much PMF just within shapewear that today they're saying, okay, fine, you know what? my consumer who is conscious of her shape and wants to look a certain way when she's outside of her home, I've given her a solution. But now the same consumer is coming and saying, see, your solution is great. It works for me when I go socially out. 2-3 hours, great solution. But it's so effective that I can't wear it for 8 hours because it constricts me. Now, can I have a solution to wear to work for 7-8 hours with a slightly lesser tensile value or whatever? So, because Vimarsh is seeing depth in that TG, he's saying, listen, I'm not going to go and get into 3 other product lines. मेरे को इनरवेयर नहीं करना है, मेरे को लाउंजवेयर नहीं करना है, मेरे को ये सब चीजें नहीं करनी है. लेट मी जस्ट गो डीपर.
Here's some examples of Vinay Nandika. I will love, like, this is fascinating. Like, who are, because I learned so much from founder, like Moxie, for example. You know, you guys are also in Moxie. I just love the way they think about, you know, just hair and so, like, focused. Nikita and Anmol are so focused. In fact, they were incubated in the Bombay Shaving Company office for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And finally,
when
they reached 10 people, were like, you guys should find your own place. But what are you guys seeing in, like, new age founders who are able to find these niches while all of these waves are, like, being built out?
Sleep Company, right? Sleep Company is classic example where people kept telling them to push the price point down. And they're saying, hey, our TG of this millennial who's seeking convenience but productivity, that I need to wake up well. And if that mattress is good enough and the innovation is good enough, I am going to pay a price for it. They've been pushing the price upwards and, you know, extending that category to, so your point, Raven, that some people just want to have faith. Their faith and their faith to the ecosystem and growth stage funds really was that we are seeing that the consumer is ready to pay. So trust us on it, and we are seeing that the market is only expanding. Whereas the rest of the world is telling you, listen, if you're going to keep pushing the price upward, the market is going to get smaller. So there is that you have such good understanding of your TG
consumer
that you are able to sharpen it and saying, listen, this is what my consumer wants. I think even in some of the food brands, like I see a lot of companies with food brands come and say, hey, I'm targeting moms, as opposed to, I remember when Slurp Farm had done this exercise and they said, we're targeting yoga going moms. Now, the difference between the two is that if I, as a mom, is yoga going, that means I care about my health. I'm going to care about my child's health vis-a-vis another mom. Imagine if you're that sharp about your TG, what kind of products then you can make, then you go into the depth. And then you say, listen, I know this is exactly who my consumer is. So when, you know, people come and say, okay, listen, I'm making healthy snacks for moms. Okay, every mom wants to feed their child healthy. But you see, the yoga-going mom is going to feed their child very different than another mom. So that sharpening, I feel like, is what gives founders confidence to sort of push back and saying, like, we are seeing that market exists because we are creating products for this kind of a cohort. And like you said, Moxie is classic example. They are not in breadth, but they are saying, this product I'm going to launch, I'm telling you my consumer is asking for it. There's nothing else that exists. And this product is going to serve them right. I don't need widening.
In fact, Nandika, great point on Slurp Farm, right? In fact, Slurp Farm, this active lifestyle mom doesn't want to put junk in her body. So I won't put junk in my kid's body, right?
Child's body.
Now, then we met another founder, Truvi. Right, she also making kid snacks. So the first question in our head was, yaar, this is conflict with Slurp Farm. Let's go talk to Meghna and Shaurabhi. Saying, ki boss, should we even evaluate? Right. So we went and spoke to Meghna and Shaurabhi. They said, no, absolutely, it's not a conflict. I said, how? They're the same kids. They said, no, it's not the same kid.
Yeah.
My customer is a customer who says, less is more, anti-junk, go back to roots, millets are great. Whereas the Truvi customer is saying, listen, my current food is not providing micronutrients to my kid. Please fortify my food. So it's the other end of the spectrum. Both brands can coexist, build 500, 600 crore businesses in our heads. And even the founders are saying, not a conflict. And in fact, we asked the Truvi founders, saying, ki boss, we are invested in Slurp Farm. Would you like to engage? She said, I don't see a conflict.
Very interesting.
I think you mentioned this fourth vector, right? That entrepreneurs are becoming ambitious, sharper in their thought process. Do you think that change is happening because of them seeing the market deepen? Like, what do you think has changed? Or are the, like, you know, if I go back 10 years, there would be a little bit of rhetoric that, oh, investors are pushing for growth. So yeah, do whatever it takes for growth. Like, do you think there's a more maturity on investor side, founder side, in advisors, board members, or just overall, what has changed to lead to this? Because you've seen this 10 years back also, right? There's been enough discussions we've had whenever sometimes we feel that, yeah, people are not patient enough, right? Somewhere people are saying, yeah, let's be patient, output aega. But this is what we'll do. What do you think has changed?
Yeah, that wo J curve jo opportunity ka hai na, we are just starting on that J curve. So all this while, we were on that tail of the J curve. So that's why towards the end, I think we started hearing those murmurs that people are getting impatient and stuff like that, because we were traversing that tail. It's just about starting out. So I think every 3 years from now, for the next, you know, at least 10 years, I can tell you that we will be surprised at the possibility of the opportunity, just given what we are seeing, what Nandika, you know, authored in the report as well. I mean, at the same time, I think, there is that new generation confidence, right? Matlab, Shark Tank has made it a dining table conversation. It is not that cradle to grave employment ka concept hi khatam ho gaya na, ki matlab aap acche college mein padho, uske baad jaake Tata ya fir Birla ya fir Unilever ya fir McKinsey mein jaake aap naukri karo aur fir 20 saal baad 25 saal baad aapko wo ek wo sone ki ghadi dete wo log aur fir good service matlab awards and then you get a pension, wo matlab khatam ho gaya na, wo khatam, that concept is over. Then that risk taking ability to say ki yaar, see, every change in culture requires a hero, a lighthouse event to happen, right? And then that hero will build stories, and fir wo stories se fir matlab logon ko confidence aata hai aur wo bole jaate hain ki matlab kaise wo, to matlab hamara jo agar entrepreneur, if we think of entrepreneurship as a tribe, there also that lighthouse event is ki dekh Varun ne kar diya, dekho Varun ne kar diya, dekho wo, dekho chala gaya IPO, dekho chala raha hai wo. आधे एंटरप्रेन्योर्स की फटती है कि पब्लिक मार्केट ने पब्लिक कंपनी कैसे चले, तो चला रहा है ना वो चला रहा है. मैं तो यार मतलब जानता हूं उसको. आई मीन आई एम नॉट अबाउट माय सेल्फ, आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट द स्टोरीज दैट
पीपल. या या दैट्स व्हाट हां हां राइट, वी ऑल सेम बैच, राइट, 2007 बैच.
या या वी जॉइंड एचयूएल ऑन द सेम डे.
या
अब मतलब पीयूष गोयल विद लेंसकार्ट, ही इज आल्सो गॉन. देन यू नो दीपेंद्र ऑफ कोर्स, वी हैव सीन अ बंच ऑफ गाइस दैट आई मीन people in his Bain group must be also thinking ki yaar Dipinder chala sakta hai, wo to Bain mein tha na hamare sath. To ek wo lighthouse events hue hain, uske wajah se wo stories bani hai, uske wajah se confidence aa raha hai. Then at the same time that J curve, we have all the time as an entrepreneurial venture capital combo, that the startup community has always said ki yaar India has always promised but not delivered, matlab wo ek thoda under confidence sa tha. बट अब जो वो जे कर्व के पूंछ पे चढ़ रहे हैं, तो एवरी थ्री इयर्स दैट विल गेट रीसेट. आई थिंक वी डोंट नो द पॉसिबिलिटीज आवरसेल्व्स, बट यू लुक एट चाइना, इट इज इम्पॉसिबल. आई मीन 4,500 इन 5 years, यार मतलब हर साल 800-900 कंज्यूमर कंपनीज आईपीओ गई है, मतलब मजाक नहीं है यार, जस्ट कंजम्पशन में.
या
तो आई थिंक दैट इज द रियलिटी दैट we might not have 4,500, but I'm sure we'll have 2,000 at least in that 5 year period towards the end of the next 15-year cycle. So I think it's just climbing that cycle right now. So it's a bit of both. But sorry, Nandika,
I mean, I would actually add the third. I think it's the VC ecosystem, the founder ecosystem, and just the consumer evolving. That there is so much of evolution of the consumer itself, that if you genuinely are, you know, understanding the driver behind it, they are figuring out that demand ki to koi kami hai hi nahi. So then I just need to address that and then get going. So I'm learning from the previous founders. Like I see that the new founders that are coming in are making new mistakes. They're not making the same mistakes, because there's so many of them, including tech founders now, because tech had their first 10 years, then consumer had the last 10. People have had tech founders to learn from, right? So and then now they've had consumer to learn from. So they've got these learnings. The VC ecosystem has had the learning. And three, they're saying that, listen, the consumer is evolving. So if I can actually figure out the drivers, I can encash on that journey. So all three in some way are acting as why we're seeing this surge.
Yeah, also I think the macro things, Revan, that we have discussed in the, like, you know, people are buying lesser homes. So there is increasing disposable income. There is a lot of debt that's available now to younger consumers. So a lot of the macro drags actually might be like replaced by increasing disposable incomes and the desire to now spend it on things that add value in shorter terms. That is, it's great for people who are investing in themselves and so on.
Because you guys are consumer brand investors by design, right? You guys were investors in the largest outcome that consumer brand has seen till date, which is Onasa. Like, nearing now 3,000 crore in revenue. I'm sure Varun's thinking, I'll make this 10,000 crores, which is like Marico Godrej scale, which will be 2x of Colgate scale, right? At least at that stage, should a company start thinking, because see, brands are inherently profitable after a while. And because they are brands, and let's say there are 6-7 brands, each brand needs a sort of a GM who's building the team, then there are different channels, and it's like always a continuous thing, right? Like Flipkart ke 4 category managers ke saath baat karni hai, it's relationship building. So you need a lot of generalists, let's say, in a brand business. Would you feel that this has to happen sooner in brands as a way where it's not a dog fight, it's not a winner take all, but it's like pyar pyar se aap customer ko indulge karte rahe ho and you are deepening your market share over time?
So they have an emerging leaders program, Raymond. So they do hire from, Varun has also kind of tasted the culture of Unilever and Coca-Cola before starting Onasa, right? So he's fairly cognizant of the fact that this can be a very big strategic moat if he's able to attract the best talent and also have the learnings translated, as Nandika was saying, from one generation to the other. So he started that program already, where in the first year of campus hiring, people have 4 rotations and go through various hoops. It's a small program. I think hardly intake is maybe 15 odd people every year. But I'm sure as the business scales up, that'll scale up. The intent is there.
Got it. No, that's what I was thinking, because maybe, you know, if I look at what I'm trying to build and what Shantanu is trying to build, which is follow on the footsteps of Onasa, where you are, you know, able to build a brand. And it's not a dogfight to ki mar jayenge kal, which is what Eternal, Swiggy and Rapido are always in that, right? Like, it's almost like a zero-sum game where people are like, where will capital get concentrated? Where will talent get concentrated? Where is delivery boy going to get concentrated? Or HSR mein sare dark store saste wale hum hi le lenge. It's almost that kind of dogfight, which may be why they are not able to think more long-term. But at least, I think brands are built with more long-term thought process than maybe a dogfight thought process. So maybe that's a nuance. Question,
it's not in consumer versus tech. I mean, I've seen it in the tech company for 9 years. It's the same concept. Like, you need both. Now, at which stage you need both, you know, you every 3 years structures change because you are in that dynamic industry. But I don't think that in tech it's any lesser. The plug points of the value chain are different, yes. But it's the same challenge structurally that, you know, you have to have people with breadth. You have to have the next line. The same challenges, actually.
But all these consumer internet companies that don't have this management trainee culture and the culture of teaching and all that. I was just thinking, Revan, you know, companies that don't have a existential threat have the luxury to invest in this.
Yes.
Like, for example, I talk to all of my, you know, contemporaries managing funds, whether it's a venture capital fund or a, you know, a venture debt fund or a, you know, MSME debt fund or a private equity fund, whatever fund, right? Yes, always going to be small teams, but now they've seen success 7-8 years, 10 years ho gaya unko. They're thinking decadal, next 10 years, next 15 years. All of them without exception. We'll never be large teams, so management trainee wala funda nahi hamare idhar, but that whole thing about how do you set culture, how do you set organization, how do you get the non-GP/non-founder to start running the day-to-day, are questions we are all dealing with together. So it is a hard one. It is a hard one to... And it is that standard Indian thing of letting go. Imagine when you had to let go your core functions maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, how that and you still have to keep challenging yourself to do that.
We have an interesting model that we've come across. Like, we also have, 13 management trainees this time. We had 6 management trainees last time. It's worked for us, right?
Oh, nice.
So the model we have now is apprenticeship, shared success, elevated redundancy. Which is, as people enter managerial roles and start moving towards leadership teams and CXO positions, you need to have apprenticeship. You need to start creating, you know, coaching and mentoring as a core KPI for, like, you, like McKinsey mein wo clear tha, how many partners are you getting elected as a senior partner? Yeah. You know, the clear KPI for partner. If you're not getting other partners elected, so that's one. The second is shared success. Like together with your apprentices, how much are you able to achieve at a business level? And then elevated redundancy, which is you now have the ability to elevate yourself and do things that you otherwise did not have time for. So it's not redundancy where you become unimportant. It's elevated redundancy where you become unimportant in your current role, but you elevate yourself to now maybe thinking of M&A or whatever. So these three things are now something that we're trying to put our senior folks through. And again, each of them is not easy. Apprenticeship is not easy. Yeah. It's very hands-on and it's very invested. And it's frankly, you don't choose. Many times the management training is given to you or like there's someone else's recruit who's in happens to be in your team. So you don't have a choice. It's not a friend. It's someone you have to like commit to. It's interesting, Bob. It's a very complicated topic. And frankly, I agree with Nandika that this just takes experience with people over 5, 10, 15 years to get a model right. You can't coach on this, like outside in.
You can't, but like once again, if it's a philosophy, I grew up with that philosophy at Mobito saying the single most job of a leader is to create more leaders. That is it. Right? If that's your core KPI, now you can keep showing off and saying, ki, I met my functional goals. You didn't create any leaders. You don't get to the next level. So I mean, I'm going back again to Raven's point that it flows top down. It's a cultural thing that you got to build in the company that, I mean, same at Fireside. I would say that it's built like that you need to, you know, give space to the next one. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to grow. And generally, it's a business risk. And that's where I was coming from that I don't think it's a people problem. If you attack it as it's a business risk, you can't scale up unless you do that. I think people, it flips the mindset immediately rather than saying I have to train someone versus saying I can't handle 20 boards, right? If I don't create more partners, how will I run a bigger fund or more funds? It flips.
Do you see a difference between leader of leaders and leader of followers? Like, do you see people move from the latter to the former? Well,
as in?
So, for example, there are people who are good leader of followers. Like, they will have large teams of people who do a particular set of tasks well, are very commercially oriented, and whatever. It could be a partner at a fund, it could be a partner at a consulting firm, it could be an operator, it could be a founder, whatever, right? But the moment they end up creating leaders, which is what the movie motto maybe is, there is a discomfort with creating leaders because by nature, leaders want their own space. They want autonomy. They will disagree upwards a lot more. They will have a mind that might make you very aware of your limitations. So being a leader of leaders is actually a very difficult movement. Being a leader of followers with certain basic management jobs you can do. But that transition, do you see people make it easily? Where you have to be a leader of leaders?
I mean, it's not easy. There's a full book on it called Leadership Pipeline. That how you make that transition and what sort of is required. And it's a very interesting read because it's different skill sets, right? If you're managing people versus you're leading people, it's a different skill set. But can it not be learned? It can be learned. But it's a different skill set. That's the only point I think people need to assume. And I mean, I see this difference between Americans and Indians. That Americans treat it as that it's a different role, it's a different skill set, and I need to pick up new skills. Whereas in India, we feel like it's just the next milestone, so I can do it. I need to inherit new skills, and I need to learn how to do it. I think
or the reverse thing, right? Ki, I may not want to lead, and it's okay to be an IC. Everyone doesn't need to be a manager. Actually, self-awareness, na, I don't know why people don't get this. Your strength is IC, be an IC. Na. Why do you leader banna?
Itself and a little bit of ecosystem, right? Like you said, in India, it is a very big thing. In America, like they praise if you're an IC because you're a specialist in your role. There is a little bit of an ecosystem play also in India to elevate managers above a specialist role.
Actually, I tell you the worry, that is when I speak to people and ask them, ki, aapko kyun chahiye team? Aap yahi badhiya karte raho. Phir meri tankha kaise badhegi? How will I reach the million-dollar stock option thing, unless I am reading a large charter. So I think the design solve is for the CEO or the founder or organizations to create a path where there is a wealth creation, even with a small status. Because
wealth
status
creation
is
one...
equate kar dete hai log.
Status ko...
Large charter, CXO position, right? It's okay. You may actually remain a... associate director and be very good at what you do, and you can get tremendous leverage to the org and therefore create a lot of wealth. You don't need the status of getting to VP.
But I
think that's a fallacy.
Yeah, but why won't you just elevate their status as well? Like, I would sort of push it and think if you're elevating wealth, that means that person is of that much value to you. We've not had conventional designations for these people. Create it. I mean, anyways, we all are creating new things in the consumer industry.
Interesting point. You're saying,
elevate
so the, I should push back to the HR saying it's okay for VP to have no reportees, but VP is VP.
Yeah,
the
but
kya hota kabhi kabhi as org grows, the HR also says that nahi, but yaar VP hai to aise kaise akele hai, nahi niche do manager to
nahi nahi hona chahiye. I agree with Nandika. It can be like, you know, McKinsey there used to be something called senior expert, which is a senior partner level person, but doesn't have like large leverage of teams and people, has large leverage of knowledge. So
in fact,
leverage could be people, but people is one axis of leverage. It's not the only one.
But especially in an Indian context, I think that especially title and especially the guy has to or the girl has to work with external parties matters here. It opens doors. Like, for example, in most banks, you'd start your career as an EVP, then become janitor and then move up in life, right? wealth aap kar sakte ho, solve kar rahe ho, but jab tak wo Maslow ke hierarchy mein aap usko thoda recognition nahi doge, wo nahi hoga yaar.
Aur wealth dusron
ko nahi pata. Interesting point.
Your salary
is not... Yeah. No, it's an interesting point that maybe the simple miss is ki just lead by example, by making sure that there is promotion, seniority, as long as leverage is there, it doesn't matter if you're managing people or not. And then once you have enough of such examples and people know, here, I don't need to necessarily learn this people management if I hate it. Like, a lot of people by design hate it, actually. They're like, yaar, mereko, main AI use kar lunga aur IC ho jaunga, mereko nahi chahiye log. Like, this, I'm not by design, I don't want to learn that. I see this a lot. When you put KPIs on something, na, wo cobra effect ho jata. I don't know if you know that famous story, which I think has been proven to be untrue, but at least I like the story. So, which is like, you know, when Britishers were seeing a lot of cobras, they incentivized people and said, "Tum cobra ko maro, to tumko award milega." Then people started breeding cobras, actually palne lage, taki mar ke award le sake karke. And jab incentive band ho gaya, to fir film release kar di, to it actually the problem went even multifold. So, do you not see this? Ki log, like, politics nahi hota isme ki, achha, mereko people push karne upar, mera banda promote karo.
Any partner banana badi cheez hoti hai. Every partner has a 15 million revenue billable, yaar. You can't just make anyone partner, no. You need four people who are able to create $15 million each of revenue. So, the outcome is predicated. So, now it's no question. Now, if you have six of them, you have six of them. You have two of them, you have two of them.
Basically, you have to share clients, go to their, help them in business development, teach them, kaise, and all. Basically, that's where the coaching comes in.
Uske three clients honne chahiye 15-15 million ke. Oh, sorry, 5-5 million ke, ki 15 million ka available ho gaya uska.
Khudke.
Where he's the lead. Now, if he's or she is the lead, then you cannot be the lead. So, the bonus on those or the share of bonus as the primary partner goes to that person and not to you. So, there's a lot of trade-off. Or you can take it and make the bonus, but you don't get promoted because you're not creating partners. So, isme, like, it becomes political, but not in the way you're saying. It becomes political in the way how people structure the outcomes. But the end of the day, if you're James or McKinsey, you're like boss, the firm makes money and people operate like this. So, it's great. You promote it.
Interesting.
And the good part is James or McKinsey is the current set of partners. So, it's very self-fulfilling that way. You want, end of the day, you want... Like, kya bolte hai ki when if someone good is leaving, you try to retain them. But if they don't stay, the best thing to do as a founder and CEO is to let them go on great terms. Like, let them go and build out and be an alum of tremendous goodwill to your company. That sits on your balance sheet over a compounded period of time. Same thing. Let them also, they realize that over a period of time, partners act in their own self-interest and their self-interest is our self-interest. So, it's good.
Outstanding, and I think this is really appreciate you guys spending the time and taking us through specific insights. But I mean, I was getting goosebumps when we are talking about Vinay ki, like if I had money, I would try and become an LP ki bhai yaar ye to ye team to cool. Unfortunately, we'll have to wait for that. Or maybe you still say ki nahi yaar hum chote paise nahi dete hain, but
वैसे तो मतलब you know we never refuse. But I think likewise, man.
Not
thanks
very
so much
good,
for
yeah. I really like the, we had Adi come in and do the China episode, and that's where we first looked at the linkage between liberalization, difference dates. But I think you have built on that in a very unique way and broken it down kiya 10 year ke period mein. exactly kya hua hai and where has consumption spiked and then where has the brand proliferation happened. Very, very insightful. I think that for me is the biggest takeaway at a very macro level. Ki yaar, I will now try and sell this to my team every day. Ki yaar, bas banega 5 saal, bas yehi karo, yehi karo. Boring is okay. Same old is okay. Boring is good.
But even having said that, just like, you know, still that delta will still only be up to 35%. And a lot of this will kind of continue to be unorganized / fragmented / so on, right? So fascinating. Yeah, our country is just fascinating. It's amazing that through one office, one brand, one warehouse, founders can actually access like 140 crore people potentially with the technology and capital and just all the infra that is now being created. It's amazing. It's amazing to think about what consumer is doing.
And the interesting thing is that the positions that you, both of you have created, right, in the market as Bombay Shaving and as wellness through all your brands, Revanth in Mosaic, whether it's Man Matters or Be Body Wise or Little Joys, that position is such a huge strategic advantage for you. Because matlab, think of it like baseball, mein, wo bases loaded wala concept hota hai, ki matlab, product bhi hai, equity bhi hai, distribution bhi hai, ability to innovate bhi hai, and now the consumer is coming to the party. So as, I mean, wo opposite of short sell jo bolte na, ki matlab, just being where you are,
yeah,
and riding this wave over the next 5-7 years, I can see billion-dollar revenue companies, $2 billion revenue companies on this podcast.
As long as you focus. Depth and focus, yaar, bahut hard hai, yaar. Like, wo muscle change karna na. I'm 42 for, I don't remember when I started hustling, but I'm sure it was at the age of 4. But 38 years se hustle kar raha hun. Ab, matlab, to control myself and say, nahi, main no hi karunga ye. It's just so hard. And now I have to teach that to the team. Kyunki maine 6 saal team ko ye sikhaya ki, bhai, innovate karo, hustle karo. Main bolo, nahi. अब ये नहीं करना है.
I love when I said, Revanth, that we have dirt between our nails, but that the baggage of hustle cannot be more hustle. Baggage of hustle has to be actually about stepping back and then sweating the hustle that you. So the fact is, the brand and the product has to now sweat and work hard. The founder actually has to stay focused on making sure that happens and not work hard himself or herself. That is such a fascinating part of you. Like, genuinely.
I will leave you guys with an idea on this when I should think about it. For every early stage tech VC, there was always a private equity guy who came in and said, I will now help you do this. Go deep and bring efficiency and focus. But if you look at the consumer side, there is the early stage, there is, but B, C ke baad suddenly,
paise nahi chahiye. We are profitable.
A ke paise nahi chahiye, but if you think about it, there is a lot of, like, and I deeply appreciate this about people like Kedara or Chris Cap and
multiples. Oh yes, of course.
You know, they bring in a lot of this, ki nahi yaar, we have seen a Manyavar or we have seen a, you know, Vishal, Megamart, and, you know, some of these journeys where less is more. Main bol raha hu ki consumer mein kya hota hai na, kabhi kabhi it's not about the money, kabhi kabhi it's about the right people around you. Yeah. And as companies grow, and especially when they become very large, and as early stage VCs, thoda sa to, you know, wo men become boys or children become parents kind of situation mein, you have to sort of step back a little and say ki theek hai yaar, tumhara call hai, kar lo, right? You may be very hands-on as a seed and series A investor, but post series B, either there's a new investor who comes in, or like Honasa has gone public now. Of course, I'm sure Varun still, as a friend, mentor, will sort of you'll have advice for him. But gradually, you know, people grow up, right?
I think so. He has advice for us now.
But maybe there is an opportunity for a growth fund where it's only that, yeah, we will help you not do mistakes after you grow, right? Like we'll come in at BC. Maybe it's not a lot of capital required. Nandita is like, ha, yeah, idea. I've given and there, pakka ek aur hamara fund.
You're like revealing our whatever 5 to 10 year plans, huh?
Yeah, but
mereko dikh raha hai opportunity, yaar. But it's a great opportunity. Okay,
opportunity is also there, but I genuinely believe that founders will start to guide that rather than investors starting to guide that. Because what's happening is at that early stage, training is the wrong word. You're exposing them to what matters and sort of giving them the faith to try it out, learn, and you know that early milestones are being set. So that fear of that at later stage this will be a problem. My best hope is that founders will start to guide. With there have been so many learnings now in the ecosystem, And this whole thing of expanding, right? And what you said, Shantanu, that you're not seeing it in the big FMCG because they're saying that it's all doom and gloom. But together, that collective is rising. I feel like that entire up-leveling will happen of the ecosystem and that will sort of push things upwards. But we have taken your idea of growth fund.
But Revant, think about it, right? Like you said, minimalist, 25 SKUs, 500 crore business, that's why Unilever bought it, right? Whether it is an acquisition, whether it is a private equity late-stage investment, whether it is an IPO, I think any investor, whether it is a strategic, a private equity, or a public market investor, is valuing less is more, right?
Yeah.
Because they are also seeing the opportunity that within those each cell that we talked about, right? Different demographic, different age group, different SEC, different need state. Each cell is so deep. Then why can't you win that cell? Like the question, Shantanu, you were asking your team, right? Can we be number one, number two in 2-3 categories rather than try and, you know, be a jack of all trades?
Yeah, absolutely.
However, but thanks so much, man. This has been amazing. Thanks for having us. We really miss Chirag. He was the one who set this up.
Yeah.
But I think Shantanu, Revant, you guys more than made up for him. And thanks so much for the first 1 hour. Also deeply, deeply introspective.
Thank you.